This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Today's show is sponsored by Acura.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura.
And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet.
Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own.
Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Wednesday, July 6th, and today's pod is the best one yet, Jack.
TBOY.
TBOY.
Nick, you got that West Coast glow. Are you back in San Francisco?
Back in San Francisco. Here we go. Back to the usual pod studio.
So you were in Nantucket for 2 weeks. What did they talk about there?
Jack, they talked about real estate. My flight was delayed, and how expensive was that lobster roll?
My cousin Jenny, she got 3 Delta flights canceled.
I had a dream that the lobster roll was eating me. Jack, what's our first story?
Tesla just filed a permit for their latest product.
Here it is. It's a drive-through restaurant and a drive-in movie theater by Tesla.
For our second story, a box office record was just set by Minions.
And it's all thanks to a roaming gang of teenage boys in suits.
And our third and final story is Slutty Vegan, which just hit a $100 million valuation for their aggressively plant-based burgers.
Jack, their best burger, what do they call it? What's the name of this thing?
The One Night Stand.
Literally, that's the name of the burger.
But Yetis, before we hit that fantastic mix.
The perfect mix when you're back from a July 4th weekend.
It's Wednesday morning. You might not be back from a July 4th weekend yet.
Jack and I know what you're up to. You're stuck in traffic on I-Interstate, whatever.
The GPS says the ETA is 4 hours and 37 minutes.
And it's climbing.
But a travel solution has emerged to save time on your vacation commute.
Yeah, Yetis, get this. It's a new thing called bladder Botox.
Here's the story. Wildly wealthy New Yorkers are in such a rush to get home from the Hamptons that they're getting bladder Botox so they won't have to stop and go to the bathroom before they get home.
Translation, they are literally pinching their prostates to postpone peeing.
Because that ride from Manhattan to the Hamptons, you know how long it takes. 2 hours to 6 hours.
You have no idea. So that 5-minute pit stop, it can add 25 minutes to a traffic buildup situation.
According to one doctor the Daily Mail interviewed, he's seen a 20% jump in this bladder Botox as the trend catches on this summer.
Jack, you can't fix the highway potholes. You may as well fix your body's potholes.
Time is money. Clocks are cash.
So this isn't a 1% problem. We're going to round down to it's a 0.0001%
problem. I
think
it's a negative 1% problem.
Yeah, it's like, honey, I thought the Lexus came with a urinal.
Babe, I'll tell you, I'd rather lose a limb than touch the toilet at that Texaco station.
So besties, if you're listening right now in a traffic situation on I-495, you're getting frustrated. Just remember this.
Save up enough money and you can buy a third kidney.
And someday you can break the pee break like the Hamptons Weekenders.
Let's hit our 3-story.
I gotta go.
I'm about to burst.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, Tesla just filed paperwork to build a supercharging restaurant in Los Angeles.
Because it's time to turn the pit stop into a destination.
Okay, Jack and I first got to get this out of the way. Over the weekend, Tesla like announced some pretty disappointing numbers. We should just say that.
Tesla announced that they delivered 18% fewer cars in the second quarter as the quarter before that due to supply chain issues and the COVID lockdown in China.
So Jack and I are texting each other. We're like, yeah, okay, those are disappointing numbers. But that's a short-term speed bump. Can we talk about this other thing?
Yes, we can. In May, Tesla quietly filed paperwork with the city of Los Angeles to build a restaurant.
We repeat, this kind of flew under the radar a bit, but we're talking about a Tesla diner for sticking your face into a grilled cheese while your car charges in one of 34 charging stations.
Oh, and Nick, there aren't just 34 charging spots. There's a movie screen. Sorry, there's two movie screens.
Okay, so Jack, even if you're not hungry, you can catch a 30-minute flick.
If you are hungry, you can catch a 30-minute flick while eating that grilled cheese sandwich.
So like your Model Y is charging and you're eating a frozen banana while you watch two episodes of Arrested Development on the big screen.
That's right. The average charge takes about 30 minutes. So the movies at this restaurant movie theater thing, they're short.
Yeah, they are. They are. And, you know, they're not Tarantino.
They're not Tarantino.
This isn't an M. Night Shyamalan situation.
Tesla has submitted a permit application to the city of Los Angeles to build half restaurant, half supercharging station, half movie theater.
It's half man, half bear pig.
Now, you might be thinking to yourself, if you're an EV driver, why Los Angeles for this thing?
It doesn't seem to make any sense, and yet it makes perfect sense.
It doesn't make sense because supercharging, it's most needed to enable a long distance road trip.
Right. So if you're Tesla and you're going to open your first, movie theater restaurant charging station, it should be 200 miles outside of LA.
Right. 200 miles outside of LA is where an Angelino might need to recharge.
But this freaky new hybrid situation, this is in the middle of Los Angeles. This is right on Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood.
Right, that's where your battery's already charged. There's no need to fill up. Why don't you just go home?
Los Angeles isn't where drivers need to charge, but it is where most drivers will see this.
That's right. Choosing Los Angeles for this restaurant movie charging station means tourists might come and visit this thing.
Yeah, choosing Los Angeles means people will get excited.
Choosing Los Angeles means maybe DiCaprio will go check this out.
Choosing Los Angeles means maybe a Daily Business Nude podcast may end up covering it.
Choosing Los Angeles is amusement park retail. It'll get people excited, and then they'll make more where they're more needed.
Amusement park retail. Hollywood is the perfect place for that kind of Tesla Cinemata Charger restaurant. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Tesla?
Electric cars can reinvent the pit stop.
Okay, Yetis, the pit stop, it's always been something you want to minimize. Like, it is a purely functional 5-minute detour.
All I need is a gas station with toilet paper, and if I drop something in the bathroom, I'm leaving it there.
Ah, but since the average electric supercharge is 30 minutes long, that delay is actually a major retail opportunity.
30 minutes. That could be used for dining, movies, shopping, maybe a stroll in the park.
The nap pod, showers, yoga mats. Jack, no one's getting a spa treatment in a 7-Eleven.
But you could.
Yeah, why not? Oh, and given the price of a Tesla, this charging station has a captive audience with disposable income, very specifically.
The people charging at a Tesla station are also the target customer for Apple, Sweetgreen, Peloton.
Throw in a showroom, get a quick workout while you're on a Peloton waiting for the charge.
Yeah, what the hell? Why not get a 30-minute deep tissue massage with Raymond?
Tesla's restaurant movie theater. This is the first glimpse into reinventing the pit stop. For our second story, the surprise of 4th of July weekend was actually the box office record set by Minions the movie.
Can you do that impression again? Because Universal Pictures put the IRL in viral.
Top Gun, fantastic, but it's fading. Elvis, losing a little edge. Lightyear bomb. Did you see a movie this weekend?
I haven't gone into theaters in 2.5 years.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I watched Emily in Paris. Not that bad.
In theaters?
No, at home, but still, it should be in theaters. Well, winner, though, of this past weekend, Yetis, for box office success was Minions, bringing in $125 million.
That's the biggest 4th of July opening weekend in Hollywood history.
Jack, can we sprinkle on just a little bit more context?
That is $50 million more in ticket sales than experts projected for this movie.
Hey, Jack, you're on a roll. You want to sprinkle on a little bit more context?
It's over double what Universal Pictures expected this movie to yield on their opening weekend.
Besties, if you don't know what we're talking about, what are you talking about? This is the fifth movie based on Despicable Me and the villain Felonious Gru and his minions.
The minion. You know these guys. These adorable little yellow things with the big glasses.
This is like if Pixar created an Oompa Loompa.
They're cuter than Baby Yoda. In my book.
They are. It's arguable, but yeah, that's fair. There are a lot of them too.
They're very enthusiastic little creatures.
Well, their success this past weekend not only set records, but it's part of the great decouching of America right now.
This is the first family film to put butts back in seats in movie theaters.
So the biggest family win for Universal Pictures, which produced the movie and is owned by publicly traded Comcast.
And since it's owned by publicly traded Comcast, this movie will probably come to Comcast-owned Peacock for streaming in 45 days.
For the low price of no one knows because no one has Peacock. But here's what Jack and I found fascinating about this story. A strange phenomenon happened over the weekend with Minions.
Some theaters were banning groups of boys for coming into the theater if they were wearing a particular outfit.
Yetis, if you were wearing a suit and had a Y chromosome with another bunch of buddies, you weren't getting into this movie in some place.
This is all about the Gentle Minions hashtag, which is a viral trend of teenage young men acting and dressing up like Gru, the villain in the movie, and going into the Minions.
Okay, so the first step here is you got to have a suit with a tie, and then you got to have friends who want to go to a movie with you at the same time, and then you're going to go to the Minions movie in a group of 40.
You're all going to look like Gru, and you're going to hold your hands like a villain holds his hands, tapping fingertips, you know?
And then as soon as the lights go out, you're going to go nuts for Minions in the theater.
That's the trend. And a whole bunch of boys wearing suits have posted videos on TikTok which have garnered 8 million views.
Okay, some movie theaters in the UK got so scared about the disruption of hashtag Gentle Minions, they barred groups of boys wearing suits from entering the premises.
Aren't theaters desperate to get people back in? Is it that big a deal that these kids are like yelling and screaming when the movie starts?
But Jack, what was Universal Pictures' reaction when they heard there were nonviolent gangs of minion enthusiasts roaming around the movie theaters of America?
And getting banned from watching the movie.
Well, they endorsed it.
That's right. Universal Pictures put out a tweet that said, "Gentle Minions, we see you and we love you."
Because it's very possible this Gentle Minions trend is why Minions just set a box office record. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in the movie industry?
These Gentle Minions put the IRL in viral.
Look, besties, Minions almost went straight to streaming. It should have gone straight to streaming. It totally could have. Like, this was delayed for 2 years.
Despite the pandemic, it didn't go straight to streaming. Universal had the patience to wait for movie theaters to open again for an in-real-life debut.
And without that real theater debut, Gentle Minions, the hashtag, probably never would have existed.
But it did, and it captured an online meme for a real-world impact, and that can have powerful implications.
Okay, Jack, like a few years ago, didn't we see this with the white girl wasted meme?
A decade ago, I'd say. And that became a billion-dollar wine company in real life. White girl rosé.
And then, Jack, didn't we just see this last year with the stock trading memes?
Oh my, did we see it?
Yeah.
Conversations on Reddit transformed into blowing up the stock market in real life.
So Universal Pictures here, they are supporting this Gentle Minions trend for the same large scale result.
Because it put the IRL in viral. Now, a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
So 4 years ago, we sold our company and we joined Robinhood.
A lot of people asked, when did we decide that selling was the right move?
So it was actually in our meeting with the co-founders. That's what sold us.
Vlad and Beju, also former roommates, also met in college, also were hanging out in New York City's East Village after the financial crisis.
And they just figured out how the financial system works.
So Vlad and Beju saw that Wall Street bigwigs, they were getting their fees waived, and they figured out a way to waive commissions for everyone else too.
So we saw a big, bold vision and decided to join these guys. That's where we spent the last 3 years until now.
It makes sense now that Robinhood would sponsor our newly independent podcast.
If you're not investing in Robinhood yet, you can get started by going to Robinhood.com/TBOY, choosing a free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY.
Certain limitations apply. For a list of other fees, view the fee schedule at rbnhd.co/fees.
All investments involve risk. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.
By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or this podcast. For our third and final story, Slutty Vegan, the Atlanta-based burger joint, is going nationwide with its latest fundraise.
The $100 million chain wants your 5 stars or your 1 stars only. No in-between reviews allowed.
3 stars? What is a 3-star?
Not happening with this company.
Jack, what is Slutty Vegan?
According to the founder, Slutty Vegan, in my mind, is someone who eats vegan but enjoys junk food too.
Yeah. You can go to the website, look at the menu. You're not going to see a double burger. You're going to see a double entendre.
Yeah, the most popular burger. It's not a cute quarter pounder with cheese.
Adorable. No, it's not.
It's called the One Night Stand.
It is.
Which is stacked and loaded plant-based burger delight.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jackie. More in the mood for like a vegan bacon, vegan shrimp, vegan cheese sandwich? What's that going to be?
I think that's pronounced Menage a trois?
Yeah, because over at Slutty Vegan, they trademarked the salacious names with every single item. Jack and I went to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, and we jumped in T-Boy style.
They don't offer po-boy sandwiches. They have ho-boys, and they own that IP.
Yeah, they got a lot of lawyers. Well, their business is so captivating to the investors that they just raised $25 million in venture capital money to hit $100 million valuation.
They're expanding beyond Atlanta to add locations in Birmingham, Dallas, Brooklyn, and Harlem.
Okay, so Yetis, Jack and I are a couple entrepreneurs ourselves. So one thing we love doing is reading interviews with other founders because we're trying to get insights from other founders. And this one particularly fascinated us.
Pinky Cole, a Black woman from Atlanta who launched this chain. The pandemic was brutal for restaurants.
Yeah, but she survived by launching early and launching often.
That's right. A key ingredient to her success is something we've mentioned on this pod before. ABL.
Always be launching. And she just discussed it with Bloomberg. So Jack and I went in further.
She was busy during the pandemic, including a collaboration with Shake Shack called the Slutty Shack.
But then she didn't stop there. She opened up a new concept bar with Slutty Vegan called Bar Vegan.
Then she collabed with Beyond Meat to bring their first soy-free plant-based meat options to the menu.
And then because all that's limited to stuff you eat, she launched a sneaker with Steve Madden.
You don't eat a bar, actually, but the sneakers, they're called Slutty Shoes.
The core business here, Pinky Cole just wanted to offer Atlantans vegan comfort food.
To do it, she launched early and launched often.
She did more while others did less. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Slutty Vegan?
If everyone likes you, then nobody loves you.
Okay, Jack and I should clarify. We're talking about entrepreneurship here, not like friendship. Everyone's love.
Yeah, you can be liked by a lot of people and still have someone love you. This is some personal advice.
What we found in entrepreneurship is if everyone likes you, then nobody loves you.
Pinky chose an aggressive name for her restaurant chain.
Yeah, she did.
She knew there'd be some haters.
But honestly, there's also some people who absolutely love it.
And to compete in the wildly aggressive restaurant marketplace, you want lovers, not just likers.
Yeah, that's why her burgers don't have a special sauce. They've got a signature slut sauce.
That's why the food truck you can rent out, it's not called a food truck. It's called the Big Old Slut.
Well, Jack and I see the same thing on our pod. Like, you'll see tons of 5-star reviews if you scroll down and a whole bunch of 1-star reviews too. You get both.
Some people love the best one yet. Those who don't, honestly, they kind of hate it.
So the way we see it, if you try to please everybody, your product's perfect for nobody.
Not everyone likes Slutty Vegan. The founder, Pinky Cole, is totally fine with that.
Because if everyone just likes you, then nobody loves you.
That advice isn't for your personal life, though.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for the 4-day week?
Tesla applied to build a restaurant movie theater charging thing in Los Angeles.
All right, this is wild, but electric cars, they can reinvent the pit stop.
For our second story, the Minions movie nearly doubled expected box office sales.
Because gentle Minions put the IRL in viral.
And our third and final story is Slutty Vegan. It's the fastest growing fast food business.
Because if everyone likes you, then nobody loves you. In entrepreneurship, not in your personal life. Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Alexandra Ford English from lovely Detroit, Michigan.
Fun fact while we're talking about Teslas and electric cars.
Yeah, Jack, the Ford electric F-150 Lightning truck, that thing can actually power an entire home for up to 3 days during a blackout.
Or it can power your other friends' cars if their batteries die, according to Ford marketing.
But here's where things get interesting. Ford's electric pickup now comes with a special dongle to charge a Tesla.
Because Tesla chargers have special plugs, right?
They do. So if your buddy's Model X dies, a buddy with a Ford electric pickup truck could now save that Tesla.
And Ford's CEO tweeted this in response. No, we're not trolling. We're just being helpful.
And if everyone likes you, then nobody loves you. Yetis, you look fantastic, even if you've had to go to the bathroom this entire time we've been doing this podcast.
And if it touches the gas station bathroom floor, just leave it.
If you know, you know. Let's go. Here we go. Yetis, Britton Hughes and Chuck Newsom, both University of North Carolina MBAs, both in commercial real estate, both just had birthdays.
You're kidding me.
No, no joke. True thing.
Happy birthday. And happy birthday to Molly Denton, who's turning 22 in Westfield, Indiana.
And Dana Castillo over in Trenton, Michigan.
Happy 18th to Trinity Martinez in Oxnard, California.
And Billy Valley turning 28 over in Boston.
Happy birthday to Jared Sheehy in Boston.
And Ryan Sheehy, also from Boston, just got married last weekend.
Are they of relations?
Let's round up.
And congrats to Mark Torres, who has a new role in sales down in Houston.
And Hannah Ellis just got a new job at Eastman down in Tennessee.
Congrats to Maddie and Alex, who just got engaged on Nantucket.
Jack, I actually did see someone go down on one knee, like by the lighthouse.
You think it was them?
It could have been Maddie and Alex. There we go.
This is Jack. Nick owns stock of Beyond Meat and Shake Shack. I own stock of Ford. And Nick and I both own stock of Apple, Peloton, and Robinhood. And Nick owns a Tesla, the car, which surprisingly didn't come with a free Tesla stock.
And now a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
Funny little thing about the Robinhood logo.
Okay, go look at it right now. Most people, you just see a feather. Robinhood's feather and a cap. Pretty classic.
But it also looks like something else.
If you look closer, you may see an arrow pointing up to the right.
Yeah, the Robinhood logo. Nice little Easter egg in there. It's not just a feather. It also symbolizes bullishness.
There's a little arrow in there. If markets are up or down, it's nice to be optimistic.
We always love that little detail in the Robinhood logo.
Honestly, it's all about the little things in life.
If you're not on Robinhood yet, want to get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBOY and choose your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or this podcast.
Yay, wee. I think the funniest one is when they're like always hitting, they go, wee.
If you like the best one yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Nick and Jack here. Want to quickly tell you about the show Business Wars.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman.
From Wondery, Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world.
Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.